Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadl al-Samaha fil Bay'i wa Shira'i wal Akhdi wal Ata'i wa Husn al-Qada'i wa Taqadi wa Irjah al-Mikyali wal Mizani wal Nahyi 'an al-Tadfifi wa Fadl Inzari al-Musiri al-Mu'sira wal Wad'anhu. The chapter on the virtue of leniency in buying, selling, receiving and giving. So here we're moving, continuing with the chapter on virtues, but the virtues we are doing in today's chapter got to do as far as business dealings are concerned, the way we conduct our business. There are some virtues of being good, lenient, honest as far as business is concerned. So this is what this chapter is about. The chapter on the virtue of leniency in buying. What is meant by leniency in buying is when a person is the purchaser. A lot of times you find people, they got purchasing power. And because of their purchasing power, they have some type of a bullying attitude. In other words, we got the money, we'll call the shots, we'll call the price, and we'll determine the terms we want things on. So here we are told in Sharia that when you are buying, the virtue of leniency in buying. When you are buying, you also be lenient. Irrespective of your financial power, your buying power, when you are the buyer, you must be lenient. The next part is selling. Sometimes you'll get the person has got the monopoly of the market, he's got the whole market under control. Because of his power now, he calls the shots. And today it becomes more and more apparent when we see the trade wars that go on. Because of certain powers, people want to show them, call the shots. What we are told in Shariat, that when you are buying, you must be lenient, you must be soft. When you are selling also, be soft in the way you sell. In other words, have an attitude, have a style, have a way where you take the next man into consideration when you are selling. Don't have this power attitude, this bullying attitude. The next is receiving and giving. Receiving, giving, what it means is that when you are receiving anything, when you're taking anything from anybody, when you're giving anything to somebody, at that time also be soft, be lenient. So beautifully, it's almost as though this chapter is covering every part of business. Sometimes a person is dispatching goods, sometimes he's receiving goods. Whichever way he's doing it, in that also, in that aspect, person must be lenient. Shariat is teaching us to be lenient. The next part of the chapter he brought, وَحُسْنِ الْقَضَاءِ وَالتَّقَاضِ. And when a person is claiming his debts, now the debtors are owing him money, people are owing him money, and he's claiming the debts also, he must do it in a beautiful way. Do it in a nice way. Don't be very harsh, don't be very hard. Sometimes you'll get a debtor that wants to pay, but he just needs a little bit more time. Give him that time. It doesn't mean a person hasn't paid on time now. Immediately interest and penalties, all these sort of Western cultures come into our business practices and we spoil it. Shariat is saying, give the person some time. The next thing that we are told, what taqadi. So one is when a person is settling his debts, he must settle nicely. He must settle it on time. One is when he's demanding his debts. When he's demanding, he must demand and ask for it nicely. Although this word is used, demanding of debts, what it means, he must ask for it politely. And when he's settling his debts, also settle nicely. Don't pull the person unnecessarily. We got the money today, why do we have to wait for the end of the month to pay? Pay it today. In fact, this policy of paying today to somebody we're owing money is a very nice policy. Because if Allah Ta'ala makes it such that we have to pass away today, we'll pass away without any debts. Why, the man had the money to pay, he paid it. Later on in the night he passed away, whenever else he passed away. But all his debts are settled. He never pulled his debts right till the end of the month. So this is the next part of this chapter. Settling debts and accounts nicely, kindly, in a good way. The next part is the virtue of giving extra when weighing and measuring. In those days, especially when they would sell goods, they would weigh it. And they would measure the goods, how much you're selling, 1 kilo, 2 kilo, it's wheat, it's kajur, it's barley, grain, whatever it was. They would weigh it and they would sell it. Now what we are told is that give extra. The person is taking 1 kilo, give him 1.1 kilo. What harm is there? Give extra when you're giving, give extra. This is an Islamic practice, such a beautiful practice. Not that we're stealing from people, but we are giving extra. So this is the next virtue that we have spoken, where we are told about under this chapter, that the virtue of giving extra when weighing and measuring. The next part is the prohibition of giving less. Yeah, in other words, the person ordered 1 kilo, and now we give the person 900 grams. So here we are strictly prohibited. This is known as tadfif, where a person is now stealing, and he's taking, pinching from the person that he's selling from. This is something that is not right, and this happens all the time. People don't know, and they are being taken for a ride. Sometimes, a lot of time you hear about it in this toilet rolls, that they say, they, for example, they are 500 pieces, they are 500 rolls in that toilet roll. However, nobody opens the whole thing and counts it. So sometimes, many times, people say 500, there's only 300, there's only 400, and nobody knows about it, so nobody makes a claim about it. But we are told in Shariat that don't do this. You're actually stealing from the person. You're pickpocketing, you're stealing from the person, which is known as tasfif. We'll do the ayat of the Quran, etc., explaining this thing. The next is the prohibition of giving less, which we explained, where you steal, you sell so much and you give less. The next is the virtue of the creditor who grants respite to his debtor or waives the debt. Shariat encourages this. Now, if you look at this, وَإِنْظَارُ الْمُوسِرِ الْمُعْسِرَ وَالْوَضْعِ عَنْهُ, that the respite or the virtue of the creditor who grants respite to his debtor, who waives the debt, this is something that Islam encourages. A person who's got money, and another person is owing him money. The person that's owing him is known as a debtor. The debtor needs some respite. He needs a little bit of time. He's in a cash flow situation. Things are tight. So he gives him a little bit. Never mind. Take another 30 days to pay. This is something Shariat encourages. The next thing that Shariat encourages is make it less for him. If you're in a position to make it less, even make it less for him. This is something that is encouraging Shariat. The ayat of the Quran say, وَأَن تَعْفُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that you even forgive them, you make them maaf. That is something that is good. So first thing we are taught in Shariat is that give the person respite, make it easy for him. And if you can forgive him, yeah, the forgive means wipe out some part of the debt. Even better than giving the person terms is you wipe out some part of the debt, you make it easy for him. And this is the teaching of Shariat. And what is the teaching of the banks and the West? Is the man takes longer to pay, you charge him more interest. The person can't pay, you charge him more. And you become harder with the person that can't pay, to such an extent now you repossess the car, you repossess that house. Even if the man has to go on the street, that's not our problem. Our job is to make money from money. This is the West. And what is Sharia teaching us? Man can't pay, give him longer terms. Not charge him interest, give him longer term. And if he's still finding it difficult, وَأَنْتَ عَفُوْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that if he can't pay, then you wipe out some part of that debt. That is even better for you. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah. As we go on, we'll do various ayat of the Quran, various hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, relating to a very important part of our lives, and that is business. Most of us are involved in some type of business, some type of trade, but where we look at the qualities that we are taught to do in trade, and you find that's why the Muslim traders were so prosperous in the past. And even now, those that got these type of practices, they are so prosperous. You'll find that even the Yahud and Nasara, our Ustad was telling us something very interesting. He says, even a non-Muslim that brings in these Islamic practices in his business, Allah will cause his business to flourish also. This is the barakat of having the Islamic practices in our life. He gave one example. It's not the best example to use, but an example. Why people like to buy from Woolworths? Generally, why would people like to buy from Woolworths? He says two reasons. One is they maintain that quality, and the other is they maintain that service. Now both these things we are taught in our Sharia. That you're selling something, sell something that's good, that you yourself will use. Don't sell something that you yourself won't use. Something that is not good, something that is broken, something that is defective, something that people don't like. Obviously relative to the price, if something is cheap relative to that price, it must be good too in relative to the price. So one is when we bring in these practices of giving that service to people, Sharia is teaching us, give that service. And it's also teaching us be honest, be fair. Shariat is also teaching us sell something that you yourself would use, or relative to the price, it's something that's good. When a person brings in these type of practices, you'll see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that people will be attracted to buy from him. So therefore you find the merchants in the past, those that went out to different parts of the world, Allah ta'ala made them successful in their practices because people were happy to deal with them, people were happy to trade with them. This man's word is his honor. We don't even need him. Sometimes they wouldn't say, we wouldn't even need him to bring proof for the contract. Although Shariat requires that you must have proof. But we don't need, your word is enough. I gave you the money, you don't even need to count it. Sometimes they say, your counting is better than my counting. Although these are things that we need to count. But so much of trust they had in the Muslim traders because of the way they did business. So this is a very, very good way to attract people to Islam. Very good way to attract people to the deen. Very good way to expose ourselves as far as Islam is concerned, the way we trade and the way we do our business practices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.